talking about Quill Point Dock. Is there any particular name for that, for the activity? A lot of women get together and do that. They say they're having a...
I've read about quilting bees. I've never heard of any at home.
Yeah.
Say if a family was having some company over the weekend and there were some children along. You ever heard of anything that you could put down on the floor?
A pallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slept on one?
I've never slept on one. My parents have slept on.
What was it? Just
straw, corn shucks, sometimes a thin mattress.
Yeah. There's some things about the land in general that I wanted to ask you about. I remember last time you mentioned something about bottom land. Say a piece of land, low-lying land, that grew grass or hay, something like that on it. What would you call something like that? You'd say that was a...
pasture.
Just a pasture.
A low-lying land that grew nothing but grass or hay?
Yeah.
Probably just a pasture.
You ever, if people in your part of the country ever use the word meadow very much?
No.
And last time you also mentioned land that was swampy or marshy land. Is there a difference there?
A swamp is usually standing water, and marshy I usually think of as being lowland, very wet, standing water when it's rained a lot, but not permanent standing water.
Have you ever heard one of those terms used to refer to a place along the ocean?
Yeah, a marsh.
Yeah, like grass growing in it,
yeah.
Sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about, since you had experience on the farm, do farmers use different terms when they're referring to different types of soil as to whether it's very good for growing or just about won't grow anything at all?
Yeah, they use different types of terms, but I'm not real familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard something like loam referred to?
Yeah, loam, sandy loam, the field that's a heavy field, mm-hmm. is heavy soil. Has a lot of clay in it, clay under it.
What sort of soil would loam be considered to be? Is it good or?
Loam is very good. It's it doesn't clog together like when you plow it. It breaks well when you plow it. It turns over well. It when it's wet, it's not like sand in that it dries out immediately. It holds the water for a while, but not like clay, which when it gets very wet is wet for a very long time, and then packs.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever run into the terms of buckshot or gumbo referring to types of soil? Or say if you had a piece of land that had a lot of water on it, you wanted to put it to cultivation, the process of getting the water off of it, you'd say that they were...
You'd have to drain it.
Drain it. And when you were doing that, the things that you dig to carry the water off.
A ditch.
Off, you call those?
A ditch.
Yeah. We're talking about water and that sort of thing. What about streams around Osceola? Do they have different names? Pretty prevalent around there?
Yeah, there are a lot of creeks around,
mm-hmm.
and they're usually all named.
Mm-hmm.
Creeks and branches.
Do you remember some? Well, creeks and branches, is there a difference there?
Yeah, a branch usually runs into a creek, and it's smaller than a creek.
I see. Well, is there anything smaller than a branch, or is that as small as it goes?
That's about as small as it goes, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.